Stay tuned for Dialogos Radio, a weekly Greek-American radio program hosted by Michael Nevradakis here on WUSB Stony Brook.
It was early springtime and the strike was on. It drove us miners out of doors, out from the houses that the company owned. We moved into tents up at Old Ludlow. I was worried bad about my children, soldiers guarding the railroad bridge. Every once in a while, a bullet would fly, kick up gravel under my feet. We were so afraid you'd kill our children, dug us a cave that's 7 foot deep, carried our young ones and a pregnant woman down inside the cave to sleep. That very night you soldiers waited till all us miners was asleep. You snuck around our little tent town, soaked our tents with your kerosene. You struck a match and the blaze it started. You pulled the triggers of your Gatling guns. I made a run for the children, but the firewall stopped me. 13 children died from your guns. I carried my blanket to a wire fence corner, watched the fire till the blaze died down. I helped some people drag their belongings while your bullets killed us all around. I never will forget the look on the faces of the men and women that awful day, when we stood around to preach their funeral and lay the corpse of the dead away. We told the Colorado governor to phone the president, tell him call off his National Guard. But the National Guard belonged to the governor, so he didn't try so very hard. Our women from Trinidad, they hauled some potatoes up to Wallensburg in a little cart. They sold their potatoes and brought some guns back, and they put a gun in every hand. The state soldiers jumped us in the wire fence corners, did not know that we had these guns. And the redneck miners mowed down them troopers. You should have seen them poor boys run. We took some cement and walled the cave up, where you killed these 13 children inside. I said, God bless the Mine Workers Union. Then I hung my head and cried.
And yes, you are hearing us correctly. This is the Dialogos Radio, where we started out with some Woody Guthrie today and a song from 1958 titled Ludlow Massacre, a song which sets the tone for today's broadcast and the interview which we will have coming up in a few moments. This is the Dialogos Radio, the weekly Greek radio program which is heard on 9 radio stations worldwide across 4 continents and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and on today's program and on the Dialogos interview series, we will be featuring an interview with Lambrini Thoma, who we had the opportunity to speak with last week in her role as a journalist, and who returns today to talk about a new documentary which she has written and produced titled Palikari, Luistikas, and the Ludlow Massacre. This documentary chronicles the story of Luistikas, a coal miner in Ludlow, Colorado in the early 20th century, who was an immigrant from the island of Crete in Greece. Tikas became one of the leaders of a major immigrant uprising, calling for better and safer working and living conditions and the opportunity to lead a dignified existence. Dikas ended up being murdered, but his memory was immortalized in music, such as the song that we heard to start today's broadcast by Woody Guthrie, and also in the writings of authors such as Howard Zinn. Thomas will talk about the story of Louis Dikas, the making of this documentary, and she will also talk about the upcoming screening tour which is scheduled in North America, for which we will also have our own special announcement toward the end of the interview. This week's Diálogos interview series and our interview with filmmaker Lambrini Thomas coming up next here on Diálogos Radio. The Diálogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Diálogos Radio.
This was a dangerous topic in a lot of ways, and people did not like to talk about it.
It's not in the textbooks. How is this possible?
It's an amazing, tragic story.
My father wants to be buried with the rifle.
Conditions needed to change.
They wanted to be treated as full human beings.
Louis Dikas.
Ilias Anastasius Spandidakis.
My father was named after this guy.
And you realize that at the other end of that car was a machine gun.
Lieutenant Linderfeld killed Dikas in cold blood.
This was killing. This was murder. And nobody ever went to prison for it.
Joining us today on Diálogos Radio in the Diálogos interview series is journalist and documentary filmmaker Lambrini Thomas. Lambrini, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Palikari, Louis Dikas and the Ludlow Massacre is the name of the documentary which you recently wrote and produced. Who was Louis Dikas, Lou, and what is the story that is being told?
Louis Dikas, or Ilias Anastasios Spandidakis, is one of the heroes that Greece gave to the United States of America. And he came to the United States in the first decade of the 20th century and died, was murdered in Ludlow, Colorado in 1914, 100 years ago, at a strike, the Great Strike of Colorado, of coal miners there. And he was murdered in an awful way the same day that children who were 6 months or 3 months old died, and with their mothers. And he became a martyr of the Union at first, and then of the workers of the United States. The story was forgotten, but 20 years later, Woody Guthrie wrote a song which became an anthem, the Ludlow Massacre, and it saved the memory. Then this passed to Howard Zinn, who didn't believe that he never heard anything about this story, so he began researching it. And that was the Ludlow Massacre story. The Greek angle in that was brought to light by Zis Papanikolas in his wonderful book, Beritasang. And that was the one that inspired us and worked as the backbone of our documentary, actually. It's his work and his book.
Now, when thinking about dark moments in the history of the labor movement in the United States, we often think of incidents such as the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire, which took place in New York. You mentioned, of course, that this incident, however, was largely forgotten.
It was a lot of shame. The people who were actually there were ashamed of what happened, were ashamed. They were in a blacklist. They couldn't find a job. Some of them had to change their names to find a job later on. And it was one of those pages in history that nobody wanted to remember for a long time. Until, as one of our interviewees says, you can't keep it away from the common people. You have to bring it back because they need it, because it's kind of bringing yourself to the truth, becoming more truthful to yourself in a way.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, this was your first film. What inspired you to tell the story on the big screen? And what was it like to make the jump from journalism to filmmaking?
Well, journalism is more superficial in a way. Filmmaking, doing a documentary, and such a job, a history one, a historic one, brings you to another level of research. You have to do more research. You have to be... It took us about 4 years. When I'm writing a story for a newspaper, I need about 2 or 3 days, the most, or a week. But here, you had to follow leads, to find people, to do pre-production job work, which is very important in what you get at the actual documentary. Maybe it's the most important part of the work.
We are on the air with the journalist and filmmaker Lambrini Thoma here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series, and returning to a discussion specifically of the story itself. What was the impact of the Ludlow massacre in terms of worker rights, workplace conditions in the United States, and living conditions for new immigrants?
Well, the first few years, it was difficult. Nothing happened. But then the union managed, there was a lot of anger against the Rockefeller family. And the union managed to use that in favor of the workers, because the Rockefellers were behind the killing of all those people. And also, the Rockefellers felt, Rockefellers, I think it's in English, huh? Felt bad about it, saw that it brought their name down. They had trouble with people gathered outside their offices in New York, calling them murderers. So they were the first to use public relations people to change the American public's opinion on something. It was like groundbreaking for the age, and both ways, for the workers, because they won something with their blood, and for the ruling class, because they learned that public relations is something very strong that you can use accordingly.
And of course, just to give the listeners an idea of how unequal, in a way, this fight was, you mentioned the Rockefellers. We're talking about immigrants who were new to the country, who were not enjoying many rights. They had nothing.
They were not treated like human beings. They were not even paid real money. They were paid scrip, which was kind of a company's money. And you had to buy everything from the company store, where it was 2 or 3 times more expensive than in their... Do you know this wonderful song? Maybe you can play it. 16 tons in what you get, where it says, I owe my soul to the company store. That was the condition. That's how they worked. And they were working dead work, which means they were not paid for a lot of the things that they were doing. And actually what this says somewhere is, if there was an explosion and some men died and some mules died, the first question was, how many mules died? Because the mules you had to pay to buy. The men, they were free. And that's the condition in which the grandparents of current Greek diaspora worked in the United States. They were the black, the dirty, the underdog of the society.
Now, the making of the documentary brought you to Ludlow, which I believe is in Colorado, and also to a number of other locations in the United States, from what I understand.
Yeah, we went to Oakland, California, where we met Zis Papanikolaos. He was the backbone, so we have to start with him. And then we went to Ludlow to see the exact place, and we went to Trinidad, where Louis Tikas's grave is, and to Denver for some interviews there with historians and descendants of coal miners, and then to Chicago to speak with Elliot Gorn, a distinguished professor who is an expert on Mother Jones. And we interviewed Kostis Karpozilos, the only Greek one, actually, first-generation Greek, in our documentary, who spoke to us about Greek radicals and the working class at the time.
And more recently, you were in the island of Crete, the birthplace of Louis Tikas, for screenings of this documentary. How have the Cretan people remembered the memory of Louis Tikas, and how did they respond to the screenings?
They were the warmest people in the world. They are Cretans, with or without a documentary, but that was unique, because in Rethymnon, because he was from a small village outside of Rethymnon, Lutra, the people really were so nice to us. They were so moved by what they saw, and that's what we get. We get the love of the people mostly. That's what you do, why you do that, I think. And actually, there were 2 rooms. In the first room, it was us and the official screening. There was another room with a big screen where they could see what's happening in the first room. And they were both full. And there was Louis Tikas's niece there. She's 87 years old, a very nice old lady whom we met and really felt like overwhelmed by it.
You are now planning a North American screening tour of Palikari, Louis Tikas, and the Ludlow Massacre. When are you planning to launch this tour, and which areas are you planning on visiting?
It's September, October, the time, this fall, and we already have screenings in Detroit and Norfolk, Virginia, and we're very near to a screening in Atlanta. We're trying to find someone in Chicago to organize a screening for us, and we're very near to a screening in New York, too. So we're like, we have to go west, I think, mostly, and we would love to show it in Chicago and Denver, where the community is more connected to the story, probably. But we'll see. We'll see.
And we should take a moment here to also mention that Dialogos Radio and Dialogos Media will be one of the media sponsors for the upcoming North American tour.
Thank you very much for that. That's very important to us because we want people to know the story of Louis. And it's the centennial. It's 100 years from the day he was murdered, the Easter he was murdered. So it's important to use this story as a connection between the diaspora and Greece today. We have more in common now than ever, I think.
And it means a lot to us as well, and it's our pleasure to be able to help you with this tour and with this project. And we're hoping that both the Greek-American community, but also anyone who is interested in labor history, in the history of immigration to the United States, will be interested in coming out and seeing this documentary when you do come to North America.
Hopefully.
Now, overall, when looking back at the history of Louis Tikas, the Ludlow Massacre, and many struggles that immigrants and working people were facing then and they are still facing today in Europe, in the United States, certainly in Greece, would you say that the more things change, the more they stay the same?
In a way, yes. In a way, no. I think that we're an ancient people, and we can understand that history doesn't happen today. History happens in a long time, and you remember things in a different way as time passes. And that's what happened like with Thermopylae, with Leonidas. You remember him as someone who won, but he didn't won actually, you know, because history keeps the memory in its own way. And myth is kind of, those people become myths and we save them as the treasure that another generation passes to us. And I think Louis is one of those treasures. He was passed to us by another generation to remember. And when you remember, you're not doing the same mistakes. So that's the most important thing connecting us to today, that we can manage not to do the same mistakes, to be rightful to each other and to be, I don't know, better people, be more human, actually.
And one could say that in many cases, the legacy is much more important than winning or losing the battle itself.
Yes, it is. I think it is. And that's why I said that ancient people can understand that more easily, because time gives you that perspective.
Now, in closing, where can our listeners find out more details about Balikari, Louis Tikas, and the Ludlow Massacre and the upcoming screening tour that is scheduled?
Oh, we have a website for that. It's palikari.org, P-A-L-I-K-A-R-I. Balikari.org. There's a screenings tab and there's a contact tab if they want to organize something. It doesn't have to have us. We can send the movie everywhere if they want to organize screenings. We just ask it to be free for the people or to be for a good cause. They can explain to us what it is and we can discuss that. We want everybody to see it.
Well, Dambrini, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos Interview Series, and good luck with your upcoming screenings.
Thank you for being our media sponsor, and thanks everybody for embracing it so much. I mean, the Greek Americans were wonderful on reaching to us and wanting to show it. Thank you very much.
Attention iTunes users, Dialogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Dialogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. That was this week's edition of the Dialogos Interview Series and our interview with filmmaker Lambrini Thoma here on Dialogos Radio. As with all of our interviews, this interview will soon be available as a podcast from our website, dialogosmedia.org, from the official Dialogos Radio apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, and for Google Chrome, and from iTunes, TuneIn.com, the Windows Marketplace, and from the Spill Radio and WeCast apps for iPhones and iPads. We'll get back to some more music now and another song that is dedicated to the Ludlow Massacre and which is named after Louis Tikas. This song is by Frank Manning and it's coming up now here on Dialogos Radio.
Guns and lives were cheap in Colorado and coal was king in 1910. And in the deepest coal mine's darkest shadow, there was no justice for the working men. Miners died in cave-ins and explosions because the safety laws were not applied. For profit mattered more than the lives of all the poor, and every day another miner died. And the coal was black, and the blood was red, and miners that dared organize always wound up dead. And in those days of anger, a man of peace arose, and words were the weapons that Louis Tikas chose. In Walsenburg, in Ludlow, and in Sopris, and 30 other towns, they joined the cause. Louis brought them hope when all was hopeless, and he said the owner must obey the laws. The miners went on strike in 1913, and shootings left both guards and workers dead. And Louis' voice was heard, he told both sides these words, lay down the guns and talk instead. And the snow was white, and the blood was red, that the miners and their wives and their little children bled. And the owner took their homes, and they lived in tents in rows, and words were the weapons that Louis Tikas chose. The winter passed and still the mines were striking, and the shooting and the killing had not ceased. Louis couldn't stop them all from fighting, so the National Guard was called to keep the peace. The National Guard arrived with their machine guns, and they cracked a rifle over Louis' head. And they shot him till he died, but they still weren't satisfied, till they filled his lifeless body up with lead. And the sky was blue, and the blood was red, and the National Guard left Louis and 24 others dead. Now he's on a hillside where the purgatory flows, and words were the weapons that Louis Tikas chose. Mourn with me, my sisters and my brothers, for a leader lying silent in the grave, a man who spent his whole life serving others, and in the end his life is what he gave. Yeah, Louis' life was always lived for others, and in the end his life is what he gave.
Follow the Alagos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/thealagosmedia and at twitter.com/thealagosmedia. Folk musician Frank Manning here on the Alagos Radio with a song titled Louis Tikas, named after the Cretan-born leader of the workers' uprising in Ludlow, Colorado, which led to the Ludlow Massacre. We'll continue with more music here on the Alagos Radio, switching over to Greek music, songs with a theme of immigration, working in a foreign land, and leaving home. That's coming up now here on the Alagos Radio.
Πελαγάρα μενίζω και έχω πλώρα το καημό και έχω την αγάπη πρίμα κι αλβουρώ το χωρισμό και έχω την αγάπη πρίμα κι αλβουρώ χωρισμό. Θάλασσα, μη με διώχνεις μακριά. Χωρίς με, μου έχεις κάψει την καρδιά. Κόρφη του ψιλορίτη με παράπονο θωρώ και με δάκρυα την Κρήτη φεύγω κι αποχαιρετώ και με δάκρυα την Κρήτη φεύγω κι αποχαιρετώ. Θάλασσα, με ξορίζεις μακριά. Χωρίς με, μου έχεις κάψει την καρδιά. Μαύρη μοίρα το έχει γράψει να μακραίνω να χαθώ και να ζω μακριά απ' την Κρήτη κι από εκείνη π' αγαπώ και να ζω μακριά απ' την Κρήτη κι από εκείνη π' αγαπώ. Θάλασσα, μη με διώχνεις μακριά. Χωρίς με, μου έχεις κάψει την καρδιά.
Τώρα που πας στην ξενιτιά πολύ θα γίνω του νοτιά γρήγορα να σ' αντανώσω για να σου φέρω το σταυρό που μου παράγγειλες να βρω δαχτυλίδι να σου δώσω. Ήσουν κι Παρίσι στην αυλή αγαπημένο, ποιος θα μου χαρίσει το φιλί που περιμένω. Στο όμορφο ακρογιάλι καρτερό να μου έρθεις πάλι σαν μικρό χαρούμενο πουλί. Ήσουν κι Παρίσι στην αυλή αγαπημένο, ποιος θα μου χαρίσει το φιλί που περιμένω. Στο όμορφο ακρογιάλι καρτερό να μου έρθεις πάλι σαν μικρό χαρούμενο πουλί. Χρήση μου αγάπη έχει γιάσει μαζί σου η Παναγιά κι όταν έρθει το Περιστέρι θα έχω κρεμάσει φυλακτό στο παραθύρι τ' ανοιχτό την καρδιά μου σαν αστέρι. Ήσουν κι Παρίσι στην αυλή αγαπημένο, ποιος θα μου χαρίσει το φιλί που περιμένω. Στο όμορφο ακρογιάλι καρτερό να μου έρθεις πάλι σαν μικρό χαρούμενο πουλί. Ήσουν κι Παρίσι στην αυλή αγαπημένο, ποιος θα μου χαρίσει το φιλί που περιμένω. Στο όμορφο ακρογιάλι καρτερό να μου έρθεις πάλι σαν μικρό χαρούμενο πουλί.
Thank you. περπατώ στα ξένα. Είναι το σπίτι ορφανό, ορφανό, απάστακτο το θηλυνό και τα βουνά. Τα βουνά κλαμμένα. Στην ουρα ρεύε τα πουλί, να πάει στη μάνα η μομονή. Ένα χελιδονάκι να πάει να χτίσει τη φωλιά, αχ τη φωλιά, στη βουτή κορομιλιά δίπλα στο πά, δίπλα στο πά, δίπλα στο πά. Στην ουρα ρεύε τα πουλί, να πάει στη μάνα υπομονή. Να πάει στη μάνα υπομονή. Δεμένη στο μαντήλι, βρήκια στην αδερφούλα μου, αδερφούλα μου, και στη γειτονοπούλα μου γλυκό φιλί, γλυκό φιλί, γλυκό φιλί στα χείλη. Κακούργα ξενιτιά, μας πήρες από τον τόπο μας τα πιο καλά παιδιά. Στην Αμερική, στον Καναδά, στη Βραζιλία, πώς όσα παιδιά αχ, πονούν και εκεί. Κακούργα μετανάστευση, κακούργα ξένη πια. Μας πήρες από τον τόπο μας τα πιο καλά παιδιά.
Just heard the late great Stelios Kazantzidis here on the Alagos Radio, a singer who was known for his music which often described the pain and heartbreak of migration and leaving home. One such song was the one that we just heard, titled Stis Fabrikes Tis Germanias, at the factories of Germany. And prior to that we heard Grigoris Bithikotsis and a song with music by the renowned composer Mikis Theodorakis, titled Το Τραγούδι της Ξενιτιάς. Araleta before that with a song titled Τώρα που πας στην Ξενιτιά. And we began that set of music with a Cretan flavor, with Kostas Mundakis singing Aposchetismos, an appropriate choice as Louis Tikas, the subject of our earlier interview, was from the island of Crete. And coming up next here on the Alagos Radio is the weekly news roundup from Greece, produced exclusively for the Alagos Radio by the editorial staff of the Press Project International.
Welcome to the Weekly News Roundup, brought to you by the Press Project International, presenting you with the top stories of the week as of Thursday the 5th of June 2014. For more Greek news, go to thepressproject.net. In a surprise move, the Greek government shut down the plenary session of Parliament on Wednesday, 2 weeks ahead of schedule. The reason given for the abrupt closure was that there are no votes or other activities imminently due, which would require the full complement of 300 MPs. But that explanation was immediately and forcefully rejected by opposition parties, who accused the government of engaging in a blatant attempt to subvert the democratic process. The legislative body is due to reconvene a smaller summer assembly in 2 weeks, which will be made up of 100 MPs. The government is under pressure to pass numerous economic measures demanded by the country's lenders, and it is believed that with a smaller assembly in Parliament, the government will be better able to control its thin majority and swiftly pass multiple highly controversial bills. The move also means that several parliamentary discussions that are likely to be damaging for the coalition government will now be deferred until the next plenary session in the autumn. This includes a debate over whether to lift the parliamentary immunity of Interior Minister Yanis Michailakis, who is accused of accepting bribes, and the parliamentary discussion officially requested by Syriza about government officials' ties to the neo-fascist party Golden Dawn. The opposition party made the request several months ago, following the leak of secret recordings, which showed the former General Secretary and close Prime Ministerial aide Takis Baltakos in a damning private conversation with Golden Dawn spokesperson Ilias Kassidiaris. Nikos Michaloliakos, leader of Golden Dawn, and another two of the MPs of the neo-fascist party who have been imprisoned pending trial on criminal charges related to the group's violent activities, had their parliamentary immunity lifted on Wednesday following a vote in Parliament. Of the 224 MPs who participated in the vote, 223 voted in favour of the suspension, with one present. The lifting of their immunity came following one of the most tumultuous days in the Parliament's history, with Golden Dawn supporters making their presence felt with aggressive chants both in and outside of the parliamentary building. Each of the Golden Dawn MPs made aggressive speeches characterized by accusations, threats, and claims that their trials are politically motivated. Nikos Michaloliakos made allegations, described as baseless by New Democracy, that prior to the crackdown on Golden Dawn, several high-ranking officials of the governing party had secretly sought closer ties with the neo-fascists, including former press secretary for the Prime Minister's office, Yorgos Mourutis. We'll be right back. government's pre-election promises for tax relief and an exit from the memorandum have all but evaporated, as public comments by EU officials have opened the way for an additional loan program for Greece, once the existing one expires, to be accompanied by further austerity and economic reforms. Speaking to the magazine Focus, the German finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, indicated that Greece would require another bailout loan of about 10 billion euros, once again threatening the country with a departure from the eurozone if it failed to continue to meet the Troika's demands. His comments were echoed by the IMF and by Eurogroup head Jeroen Dijsselbloem, who also indicated that a new loan agreement with Greece would be necessary, given that the cost for the country of borrowing on international markets was still too high. And finally, a move to transfer another portfolio of state-owned properties to the Hellenic Asset Development Fund for privatization devolved into an embarrassing fiasco for the government, after it was revealed that the portfolio included three prime beachfront real estate assets that had been previously earmarked for the government's flagship scheme to regenerate the coast of Attica. The scheme for the unified development of the Attica coast is widely seen as one of Prime Minister Adonis Samaras's pet projects. But Attica Coast, the state-run enterprise in charge of the scheme, was shocked when it discovered that three multi-million euro Athens beachfront properties, crucial to its development plan, were instead being prepared for sale to private investors by the HRADF. The move has since been cancelled, and the HRADF has issued a statement claiming that the three properties were transferred by mistake. However, several reports indicate that the fiasco was the product of a clash between the finance ministry and the prime minister over the fate of the properties, with the latter forced to intervene on behalf of Attica Coast. I am Pavlos Zafiropoulos, and this has been your weekly news roundup by the Press Project International. For more Greek news, visit thepressproject.net.
Take the Alagos Radio on the go with you with the new The Alagos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to The Alagos Radio and The Alagos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles, all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. That was this week's news roundup from Greece, produced by the Press Project International. More great Greek music is coming up. Keep it locked in here on the Alagos Radio.
Πιστέψει πως σήμερα είναι η χαρά. Κι όμως υπάρχει χαρά, είναι η ζεστή σου καρδιά, είναι το χαμογελό σου κι ο έρωτας ο δικός σου. Όταν για αγάπη μιλάς και τρυφερά με φιλάς, λιώνει το χιόνι του της σου καρδιά, είναι το χαμογελό σου κι ο έρωτας ο δικός σου. Όταν για αγάπη μιλάς και τρυφερά με φιλάς, λιώνει το χιόνι του πόνου μες στη φωτιά της χαράς.
το νοτιά και με τη σωροκάτα με βαρκά την Ελλάδα ξεκινήσαμε, αιτελήσαμε. Μέσα έξω η προπέλα προχωρήσαμε, αφήσαμε. Μίλια, μίλια, παραγαδιά, κοίτα να δω στα σημαδιά, ήρθαμε γυαλό, αλλά που μυαλό. Το κράσι και η φουρτούνα θα μπατάρουνε τη σκούνα, αχ αυτή ψαρού πάει στα κουντουρού. Το βοριά το κύμα με στην πλώρη, χρόνια τραβάμε ζόρι και παλεύουμε, τα βολεύουμε. Με το φόβο το γλεντάμε και χορεύουμε, αχ χειμερεύουμε. Χίλια μίλια παραγαδιά, λάθος τα σημαντιά, ήρθαμε γυαλό, αλλά που μυαλό. Το κράσι και η φουρτούνα θα μπατάρουνε τη σκούνα, αχ αφήψαρου πάει στα κουτουρού. Σημαντικά ήρθαμε γυαλό, αλλά που μυαλό. Το κράσι και η φουρτούνα θα μπατάρουνε τη σκούνα, αχ αφήσαρου πάει στα κουντουρού.
Thank you. σε ταβέρνες σκοτεινές και κρύα καφενεία με ένα ρεπετίτο μου λες πως φταίει η κοινωνία. Με δυο μικρά πουλιά, λιγότερα συνθήματα και πιο πολύ δουλειά. Σου στέλνω χαιρετισμάτα με δυο μικρά πουλιά, λιγότερα συνθήματα και πιο πολύ δουλειά.
Diálogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Diálogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. Take Diálogos Radio on a go with you with the new Diálogos Radio app for Kindle devices. Now you can listen to our podcasts, our on-demand broadcasts, and Diálogos Radio 24/7, read all of our latest news and announcements plus our articles, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter all in one great new app. The official Diálogos Radio app for Amazon Kindle devices, available now in the Amazon Marketplace. Haris Alexiou just wrapped up that latest musical set here on Diálogos Radio with a song titled Heretismata, and right before that we heard Yorgos Dalara singing Me Varca Tin Elada, while we began with a song by Giovanna and Aphrodite Manu titled Que Omos Iparchi Chara. This is Diálogos Radio, the weekly Greek radio program which is heard worldwide on 9 radio stations across 4 continents and online. Today's broadcast is about ready to come to a close, but when we return next week, Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series will feature an interview with journalist Nikos Tsimbidas, formerly of Greek national public broadcaster ERT, which was illegally shut down by the Greek government almost exactly 1 year ago on June 11, 2013. Nikos Tsimbidas was the last person who was on the air at what had become the worker-controlled ERT when riot police invaded ERT headquarters last November. He will speak with us about what happened that late evening. He will also speak to us about ERT and how its workers continue to broadcast and operate 1 year after the closure. That is coming up next week here on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series. We'll wrap up today's broadcast with one final song with Manolis Lidakis singing I Ballada του Κυρ Μέντιου, another song based on the hardships and labor of the working class, which is originally based on poetry by Kostas Varanalis. Diálogos Radio will be back on the air again next week, same time, same place. Until then, thanks for listening and have a wonderful weekend.
Λίγανε τα ξεράδια και πόνανε τα ρημάδια, κούτσα μια και κούτσα δυο, στη ζωή στο ρημαδιό. Με ροδούλι, ξενοδούλι, δερνανούλι, αφέντες δούλι, ούλι δούλι αφέντικο, και μ' αφήναν νηστικό, και μ' αφήναν νηστικό. Πάνω χωρί, κάτω χωρί, ανηφορεί κάτι φορεί, και με κάμα και βροχή, ώσπου μου βγαίνει η ψυχή. 20 χρόνο γομάρι, σήκωσα όλο το ταμάρι και χτίσα στην εμπασιά του χωριού την εκκλησιά, του χωριού την εκκλησιά. Άιτε θύμα, άιτε ψώνιο, άιτε σύμβολο αιώνιο, αν ξυπνήσεις μόνο μιας, θα'ρθει ανάποδα ο ντουνιάς. Άιτε θύμα, άιτε ψώνιο, άιτε συμβόλο αιώνιο, αν ξυπνήσεις μόνο μιας, θα'ρθει ανάποδα ο ντουνιάς. θα έρθει ανάποδα ο Ντουνιάς. Και ζευγάρι με το βόδι, άλλο μποϊ και άλλο πόδι, όργωνα στα ρέματα, τα φέντο στα στρέμματα. Και στο πόλεμο όλα για όλα, κουβαλούσα πολύ βόλα, να σκοτώνονται οι λαοί για τα φέντη το φαΐ. Να σκοτώνονται οι λαοί για τα φέντη το φαΐ. Άιντε θύμα, άιντε ψώνιο, άιντε συμβόλο αιώνιο, αν ξυπνήσεις μόνο μιας θα έρθει ανάποδα ο Ντουνιάς. Άιντε θύμα, άιντε ψώνιο, άιντε συμβόλο αιώνιο, αν ξυπνήσεις μόνο μιας θα έρθει ανάποδα ο Ντουνιάς, θα έρθει ανάποδα ο Τα οι άλλοι έχουν κινήσει, έχει πλασικό κινήσει, άλλος ήλιος έχει βγει, σ' άλλη θάλασσα, άλλη γη. Κοίτα οι άλλοι έχουν κινήσει, έχει πλασικό κινήσει, άλλος ήλιος έχει βγει, σ' άλλη θάλασσα, άλλη γη. Κοίτα οι άλλοι έχουν κινήσει, έχει πλασικό κινήσει, άλλος ήλιος έχει βγει, σ' άλλη θάλασσα, άλλη γη. Κοίτα οι άλλοι έχουν κινήσει, έχει πλασικό κινήσει, άλλος ήλιος έχει βγει, σ' άλλη θάλασσα, άλλη γη. Άιντε θύμα, άιντε ψώνιο, άιντε συμβόλο αιώνιο, αν ξυπνήσεις μόνο μιας θα έρθει ανάποδα ο Ντουνιάς. Άιντε θύμα, άιντε ψώνιο, άιντε συμβόλο αιώνιο, αν ξυπνήσεις μόνο μιας θα έρθει ανάποδα ο Ντουνιάς, θα έρθει ανάποδα ο Ντουνιάς.